aforementioned, we're joined by a very special guest. Heather is joining us with Custer County Giving Thanks. And first of all, good morning, Heather. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's much warmer in here.
It is.
It's okay. It's a busy time of the year. We've got playoff football upcoming tonight. So we're running around trying to get everything done. But
I'll be indoors.
Hey, there you go. It's another day in paradise, yeah, as we like to say in this biz. But you guys have quite the Thanksgiving dinner, essentially, that you put on every year.
Yep. Well, last year was our first year, so we learned a lot, but we don't plan on changing much. It worked out pretty well. We're still trying to gather volunteers.
Okay.
So, you know, if you know what's going on, if you know about it, then you're welcome to contact me or Heather Callahan to see if you want to get on our list of volunteers. But like I was saying, we're doing the Thanksgiving supper or dinner at the municipal building on Thanksgiving Day. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is when we're going to start serving food, but the preparation starts well before that.
Sure.
So if you have time on Wednesday or maybe early Thursday morning and you want to volunteer, or if you want to come and help serve or take trays or clean up or roll silverware, there's plenty of jobs for lots of people to do. So.
Okay, and this is on Thanksgiving Day right there at the municipal building, as you mentioned. What's the best way to get a hold of yourself and or Heather Callahan, maybe for volunteers, or what's the best way for people to go about doing that?
Well, my cell phone's probably the best way to get a hold of me, and my phone number is 308-870-6075, or you could contact Heather Callahan. Her phone number is 308-880-0813.
Perfect. So this is it's just one of those things that's great about our community. It's the people pulling together, helping out. And you said last year, the first year doing that, and did you have a pretty good turnout for year one?
I think so. We had a little over 250 people. This was something that was being put on before by the Women's Methodist group.
Okay.
And they were doing it to raise funds for like mission work. And I think probably 3 or 4 years ago, they just didn't have enough time and volunteers to continue doing it, and so they stopped doing that. And I feel like it was something that was important.
Sure. The need is still there.
The need is there. So you know, my family, they all live out of state, and I'm here with my kids, and you know, I get to share them, you know, with family that they have around here. But when they spend time with that family, I wanted to make sure that, because I love cooking, and I just want to make sure that anybody else that just, you know, wants to come together for a meal on Thanksgiving has an opportunity to do so.
Perfect. So if maybe it's one of those situations that if you kind of mentioned, if you have family out of state, or maybe you don't have the big plans for Thanksgiving this year, you like to kind of hang out, it's not your really holiday to go do a lot, and if you want to help, this is a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, maybe that Wednesday afternoon there's preparations going on, or yes, early Thursday morning things. You guys, I'm sure, will be getting after it, getting the mm-hmm. turkey ready. Yep. And all the goodness that goes with it.
Well, you know, it worked out very well. Last year, we had volunteers a couple days before Thanksgiving. We passed the turkeys out with bags and roaster pans and everything, and, you know, Ziplocs. And they just took them home and made the turkeys at home, and then bagged it all back up and brought it back to us by Wednesday night. And that worked out really well. So if that's something that, you know, somebody wants to do, is just cook a turkey for us, you know, prior to Thanksgiving, there's lots and lots of volunteer opportunities out here.
Perfect. And so if somebody maybe can't volunteer, but maybe wants to donate in some way, again, best way, just getting a hold of yourself or Heather Callahan?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, okay, yeah. Perfect. And those numbers one more time?
Okay, my phone number is 308-870-6075, and Heather Callahan's is 308-880-0813.
All right, perfect. This coming up Thanksgiving Day, 11 until 2, right at the municipal building in Broken Bow, Custer County Giving Thanks right there. And what else to add this morning, Heather?
Well, one thing that we realized that through the community, there's plenty of money that was made. And so we decided that we were going to come up with a way to put that money back out into the community. And so we've decided that we're going to use the funds that are raised to create scholarships for life enrichment.
Awesome.
And so it's not necessarily like, can you help me pay my bill or I need gas money, but it's more so of, I'd really like to take this course. I'd really like to put my daughter in like this dance class, or, you know, normally I can pay this bill to keep my kid into the music lessons, but I'm kind of strapped. You know, it's just anything that would enrich the lives of the people in Custer County, they're welcome to fill out the forms and get money from this pot. So.
Awesome. That is certainly another good way to give back. If maybe if you, your family, or whoever can't make it to the municipal building to enjoy that turkey from 11 until 2 upcoming on Thanksgiving Day, that's also a great way that you guys are giving back.
Yeah.
All right. So again, get a hold of Heather. Is it Kolhonik?
Yes.
Heather Kolhonik and or Heather Callahan, the dueling Heathers with Custer County Giving. Thanks. Get a hold of them. Stop by. Volunteer. Do everything you can.
Thank you.
Perfect. Anything else to add this morning, Heather?
No, I think that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, and have a great rest of your Tuesday and an even happier Thanksgiving.
Thank you.